Okay. Don't be scared. But have you ever seen Jurassic Park? Because basically where you are right now is exactly like Jurassic Park. Meaning that you are currently surrounded by dinosaurs. Yep, dinosaurs. Well, I mean, I guess I should say the descendant of dinosaurs. If you look around, you might see something moving, possibly flying. Yes, I am talking about birds. And yes, birds are the living descendants of dinosaurs. So keep that in your back pocket for next time you see a bird. But if you take a moment to just look around you, and you can also listen, more than likely, the wildlife that you are going to see is going to be a bird. Birds are incredibly numerous all over the world. There are thousands of different species of birds. They've basically taken an entire niche, which is the open sky, and claimed it as their own by the ability of flight. So how exactly do birds fly? Well, there's something called the Bernoulli principle, which also applies to airplanes. And in the Bernoulli principle, you need thrust to be able to create lift. Now, thrust in an airplane would be like the jet engines pushing it forward. Thrust for a bird would be the flapping of the wings. And then as the air moves over the bird's wings or the airplane's wings, there is a difference in pressure that creates lift and actually pushes the bird or the airplane upward. So those two things together creates flight. But there are also some anatomical features of birds that allow them to fly. The first is that they have an incredibly efficient method of oxygen absorption. So for us, we have an in one way, out the same way method. So we're not very efficient in oxygen absorption. But for birds, they have a whole series of air sacs, so it's what it sounds like, chambers, that allow the movement of the air to be unidirectional, one way. So the air is never going to go back the same way it came in. This allows for even better oxygen absorption, which is very important because flying takes a lot of oxygen for those large muscles. Now, as we're talking about muscles, if you go ahead and feel your collarbone, ours are flat, right? They go straight across our chest. Now, a bird has an elongated collarbone that kind of points outward. Think about the wishbone on a turkey or a chicken. This elongated bone allows more space for more connections of muscles to be able to power those wings to allow for thrust. And now we can actually feel our sternum. So our sternum is flat, connects to our ribs. A bird's sternum, just like the wishbone, points outwards, again, creating more surface area to attach large pectoral muscles to power those wings. Isn't that pretty incredible? There are all these things that allow for a bird to be able to fly. All right, so I'm pretty sure by now you are totally enthralled. You want to learn more about birds. You want to be a birder. And I have some great news. What you're doing right now, sitting or walking and just watching the birds around you, that is birding. You're doing it. If you do want to learn more, if you want to figure out what kind of bird you're looking at, there are two things you can do to kind of up your game. The first is find some sort of method of identification. And the second is find a way to bring the bird closer to you. Now, if we're talking about methods of identification, you can go the traditional printed guidebook way. Tons of guidebooks out there. I recommend getting one that works for you and that also can like help you to characterize or move through the process of birding. So if it's grouped by color or size or shape or anything like that. And then the other method is a mobile app. So something like the Merlin app or the Seek app that help you to identify the bird either by step-by-step like the Merlin app or by using a photo. Super helpful and great for beginners. And then if we're talking about ways to bring the bird closer to you, the best way, get a pair of binoculars. Any kind will do. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. And then another way is to set up a bird feeder. Do you have space in your yard, or is there a public park that has one set up? Setting out a bird feeder will bring the birds to you, and then you can sit there and watch them as you please. So I hope for the remainder of your walk today, you'll take some time to notice the little dinosaurs around you. Watch them fly, listen to them sing. Maybe notice if you've seen one of these birds before. A lot of wildlife we don't get to see, and birds are one of the few that we actually can spend time watching. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Lily Carey, Interpretive Specialist with the U.S. Forest Service, Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area.